Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamed Ches in Masechta Shabbos. It was not an easy daf that deals with the halachas of Oel in Shabbos, and the halachas of Oel are really quite intricate. In fact, if you check on YU Torah, you will see that from our shiurim in the Grus Kolel, we spent a couple of Mishneh Berurah shiurim discussing the halachas, and in fact, the issue that we're going to mention, Bezer Hashem, tonight, we discuss in much more detail then, but let us give, for those who are on their daf commute, let us give one basic idea that emerges from the halachos. The Gemara had told us that the halacha is, on the bottom of Kufla Mechesam and Aleph, that if one has a bed that is standing on its side, then even if one straightens it out, there is no problem of making an ohel on Shabbos. In such a case, that is not an ohel. Rashi says that the reason is because eina osa klum. He's just straightening it out. Now, the Magen Avram gives us a very important category in Simin Shin Tes Vav Sif Katan Ches that will be important for us, halacha lemaisa. And the Magen Avraham says that from Rashi is mashma, that any time the Oel is already made, and you don't need to create the Oel, it's in existence already, since it's already attached, then even if the actual entity is not serving as an Oel, like in the case of the bed, technically, the bot under the bed is an ohel. However, since the structure already exists, it will be permissible. There is a dramatic machlokis, which we've discussed in detail in other instances, between the Noda Behuda and the Chassam Sofer and others. The Chazon Ish has a long arichos as well, and Simen Nun Beis Sivkot Vav. I give the Marach Malkum of the Chazon Ish, because that's how we'll be running, according to the approach of Chazon Ish. That's how my Rabbeim learned as well. That's what I heard, if I'm not mistaken, from Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, whether opening an umbrella on Shabbos would constitute an Isur D'Oraisa, or is it only Asur because of Uvda and D'Chol. Most poskim seem to come out that it doesn't constitute an Isur D'Oraisa of creating an OL against the Noda Behuda, because at the end of the day, the OL is basically in existence. It's just that you need to thrust it up for it to be made, but it's already in existence, and for that reason, the halacha is that it does not qualify as an isur d'oraisa of asiyas ohel. The only reason it's also when it comes to a umbrella is an isur d'rabbanan of uvda d'chol. Based on this, the Chazon Ish says that for the same reason, there is no problem to open and close a carriage. And this is where we get really halacha lemaisa, opening and closing the roof of a carriage. You know, the stroller that folds and opens. Why is that not a problem of asiyas ha'oel? Well, if we go with the Magen Avraham's approach, based on the Rashi and Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, everything starts in the Gemara itself, based on what Rashi had said. So then what emerges is that the Isser is only when you're actually constructing the Oel. Over here, it was already in existence. For that reason, the halacha is that it will be acceptable. Hence, what emerges from the Lashon of Rashidi Ramaskal Avomita, de lo midi ovid el yisuva ba'alma, something that is derech tashmisho, it's normally moved that way. So then, in such a case, also, he lo midi ovid, the Chazon Ish extends that to this case as well, and is considered Yisuvi Ba'alma. The Sefer Archos Shabbos, we raised that not everybody would necessarily agree with this. However, the Archos Shabbos in Perek Tes Ha'ara Mem Dalid from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal goes so far as to say that not only is it not necessary to have part of the OL open, if it's something that opens and closes, the same would apply even if you want to add a plastic cover on to the roof. In other words, if you have a stroller that has an open and closed roof, a collapsible roof, then Even though the halacha normally is that if you're going to add something to the roof, you need to have the roof that's a tefach. We're going to see that later on in the Gemara. Nevertheless, over here, since halachically, it's already considered as if it's open, because it's derech tashmisho, then, even if it wasn't even open on tefach, on Shabbos, you would be allowed to, even if it's raining, and you're going out with the kids in the kosher Erev, even if the carriage wasn't open at all, you'd be allowed to add the plastic cover. This is the conventional psak in the Sefer Archa Shabbos, in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, something similar in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. And for more details, you could check more elaborate shiurim and kisvei Torah on the topic of Ohel on Shabbos. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, our 200th halacha topic in Shas.